This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, with us, David. We've got Simon Abrams, who's talking to us. Simon is a creative director and CEO of the Melbourne Fringe.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, Simon.
Good afternoon. How are you both?
Very well,
thank you. How are you?
I am very well. Always a pleasure to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Likewise. And we've spoken to you many times over the years.
part of the furniture.
Yeah, part of the... You are. But unfortunately, you won't be actually having a physical festival this year, or don't you still know at this stage?
We sure will. At this stage, I mean, we know, you know, only what anyone else knows. But at this moment, we're still planning that by November,
okay,
we'll be having a physical festival.
Oh, that's right, because you did move it, didn't you?
We moved it later.
That's right.
That's absolutely right. Our festival dates now are 12th to the 29th of November.
Yep.
We're still planning to go full steam ahead. Probably, maybe not in its full glory this year, but we'll definitely have an online digital program, and we're planning on having in-person events as well. So right. I guess time will tell, and we'll just follow whatever the guidelines tell us we can do. That's what we'll do.
Good. Now, what is this VCR Fest? What's that all about?
Well, as if one festival wasn't enough, we've decided to put on a second festival, which is, as you say, David, it's called VCR Fest, which stands for the Virtual Common Rooms Festival. And, of course, the Common Rooms is our venue at Trades Hall. So Melbourne Fringe runs a venue all year. And we're putting on a virtual festival that'll be on in a couple of weeks' time. It opens on the 29th of July, and it's 3 days of... brilliant digital events.
Now, Simon, it's actually people performing in the theatre, and it will go out digitally. Is that what's happening? Have I got it right?
That's right. Yep, absolutely. So, performers are still allowed to go to work. So they'll still be in the theatre, but obviously no audiences at this moment in time. So everyone else will be at home and watching from the comfort of their living room.
And do you pay for to view?
Yeah, so we've set up a system which is pay what you feel. So,
okay, Jill, that's very nice of you to do that. But come on, people have realised now that you've got to pay to see a show.
You've got to pay.
Yeah, you've got to pay.
And so that's exactly it. Artists have got to be paid. So pay what you feel. We're not, we're saying zero is not one of the options. But you pay what you feel at the end of the event. Of course, there's nothing I can do to stop someone, closing their web browser and not paying. But I believe that people do the right thing. And so when you finish the event, a pop-up will show up that will say, how much do you want to pay? How much do you think that experience was worth? So I know that will give people the chance to pay what they, what they can or what they feel.
Yep.
And I'm confident and I know that the events are going to be great quality and people are going to really feel that and that'll be represented in the price they pay.
Right. Now, to give people a bit of a guideline, Simon, what would you recommend? How much is a normal show? $35, $40 or...?
Yeah, I do say, a standard show, at the Fringe is about $25.
Okay.
So I think, something like $25 is a great price to pay, but people can pay whatever they can. And I acknowledge that at this moment in time, people's financial situations are really different as well. And if people can only afford $5, that's fine too. So we leave it up to the people. And I say whatever you would have paid in person should be the same as what you pay online. And there's some great events.
Yeah,
So Zoe Kunz-Marr, of course, people might know from her amazing comedy career. Joel Bray, whose work Billa Jurung.
Talk to Joel straight afterwards. Too.
Yeah, we're talking to Joel after you. Yeah. So
brilliant.
Yep. Brilliant. And he's And he's amazing, isn't he? You know, so Daddy was a great show.
Such a superstar. Wasn't it great? Yeah.
And so what else do you have?
You'll be able to talk to you about Bella Durham. Marie's Crisis, of course, they're actually beaming in live from New York City.
Ah.
So it will be 7 a.m. their time. Oh. But for those who haven't experienced Marie's Crisis, it's a piano bar, a musical theatre piano bar that is in the West Village in New York City. We've flown them out for the festival in the past. Obviously, that's not possible this year. So this year, we're beaming live from New York. So you'll get a taste of Manhattan, which is, you know, really very special experience.
That's really cool. Yeah, what's that show called again?
It's called Marie's Crisis.
Right, Marie's Crisis. I like the name.
The 1st of August at 9 p.m.
Right, yeah. Okay. Fantastic.
Definitely recommend that. And I recommend another show called Game Boys, Comedy Act. They really use the screen in a very interesting way. I didn't just want to program people that were just doing their live act that we filmed. You know, I really wanted to program people who I felt understood how to use the screen in a really interesting way. And the Game Boys definitely do that. So they're on my list for a brilliant improvised comedy hour that really uses, I guess, the screen. It's digital first, uses the screen in a very clever way.
Sounds fantastic. And what's the dates again that it's running?
So for the 3 days, it's the 31st of July and the 1st and 2nd of August.
Right, okay. Fantastic. And how do you book, Simon? How do you do it?
Yeah, so you pre-register to access, and you just do that on our website at melbournefringe.com.au, and all the details are there, and you just click a button and it's free to register, and that the link just gets sent to you when it's time for the performance to happen in a couple of weeks' time.
Right, and is there a limited amount of people that can watch the show, or is it?
It depends on the event. So some of the events are interactive and they've got limited numbers. Some of them are much more just you sit and watch it and they're unlimited. So it depends on the event.
Yep.
And some of them, there's a couple of on there, there's some workshops and things that require, limited numbers, or we've got a big dance party there as well that's capped. So some of the numbers are limited, but some of them you can be there, you know, as many as you want. But I always recommend logging on and booking in, of course, early, get a new diary, and that way you won't miss out on a spot.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Simon, brilliant idea, and as always, you're pushing the boundaries, as all Fringe festivals should. So congratulations on that, and all the best with this season. And of course, hopefully, we'll be talking to you when the festival gets rolling along in November.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. That sounds brilliant. And for any listeners out there who are thinking of putting on their own Fringe show, we have registrations open at the moment. So anyone who wants to create an event, either digital or even in person this November, can do that as well right now. So either register for an event or come to the VCR Fest, both available at melbournefringe.com.au. And I look forward to chatting to you more as always.
Absolutely. Simon Abrahams, always a pleasure talking to you. He's the boss man of Melbourne Fringe. Simon, see you later.
Thanks so much, Simon.
Talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. We were just talking to Simon Abrahams. Now we...
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.